Please welcome Peter Naughton.
Thank you. This is my first time here, and I'm really excited to be here. I've just been so impressed by everybody else. As you can tell from my accent, I'm from Ireland. Came here in 1991, and I've been here ever since. And that's part of my story, actually, because in 1879, on August the 21st, at 8 p.m., it was raining. Now, that's not surprising. It was a very wet evening in a place that is 17 miles from where I was born, called Knock, and there was an apparition of St. John the Evangelist, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And they appeared in this tiny little town in Ireland, and it was an amazing event. People there came, and I didn't discover this until I came to America. And I was reading vastly different material about this than anything that was available to us in Ireland. And I discovered that Ireland was the only place where there had been one of these heavenly apparitions, and the Irish, the way that they are, ran up to the figures to try to hug them. And because the Irish are like that, they're very friendly. And when they put their arms around the apparition, there was nothing there. And so I was growing up 6 miles away, or six, yeah, 17 miles away, but I came to that site, which became a big national, international shrine, like Fatima and Lourdes. And my aunts, who were taking me around looking at the shrine, said, "You must never, ever, if this ever happens to you anywhere, that the Blessed Virgin appears to you, you must never try to hug her, okay? Don't touch her, okay?" So that's fine. I come to a place called Morongo Valley. It's very near Joshua Tree, and it's actually 19 miles from the Integratron, which was constructed, according to the legend, by a person who got the plans from a UFO that landed from Venus. So the place is kind of shrouded a little bit in this UFO stuff. And I was living in Morongo Valley, and one Sunday, my wife and I heard this thump. It was like a thump. It wasn't like a crash, it was a thump. And we were getting ready to go for lunch, big brunch down the hill in Palm Springs. And she said, "You better go out and check what that is." And I went out, and there in the field next to the house, it was in a rural area, was a vehicle which had apparently come off the main road, which was the Highway 62, the main route for military vehicles and everything into 29 Palms. And when I went out, this vehicle was facing the main road as if it had come off the main road, but there was no hole in the fence, no tire marks on the ground. It was just there. So I was standing looking at it, and we were getting late for lunch, and my wife, Brenda, runs out, and she says, "What are you doing looking at those people? Why don't you go and find out if they need your help?" Well, I said, "Okay, then, if you're so smart, you do it yourself, okay? You go and do it." And so she, because I didn't know what was going on, there was something weird going on, I knew. And so she started to go forward, to go through the little fence that was separating the vehicle from us. And she couldn't go through. And it wasn't the fence. It was some kind of force field that had arisen around this vehicle. And that was very spooky. So she, being a retired attorney, said, "Okay, let's go to lunch, okay?" So we get into our car, and we hear a siren in the distance from some kind of emergency service that was going to come to these people who were still in the car. But as we were leaving, one of them got out, and there's a man and a woman, was 7 foot tall. It was incredible. And we went off down the hill to the brunch, and after about 2 hours of eating, I decided I've got to go back and see what's going on. So I took the car, left my wife in the hotel, and drove back. And the car was gone. There's no sign of anything happening. There were no tow truck marks or anything on the ground. So, okay. That was a big story. At the time, I was the treasurer of a charity, and we were having a board meeting the next day. It was a national charity, so we were doing it on the phone. And I related the story to the rest of the board, the creative director of the charity had been set up to rehabilitate mentally injured actors and artists. And so the creative director came to me after she was living in Joshua Tree and said to me, "That story that you told us, I want you to come to one of our rehearsals," because she had formed this group to bring artists together. "I want you to recite that to, we're having a special get together next Saturday." So I said, "Of course I'll do that." I mean, I hadn't been part of the creative side of it. I'd been just in the business side of the charity. But I went, and I didn't know this, but the event on Saturday had been set up to bring 4 major fundraiser fund sources to look at what we were doing. And so Linda was the name of the creative director, she said, and today we're going to have Peter explain something that happened to him. And so I stood up in front of this gathering of people and I told the story just as I've told it now. And the response was amazing. The 4 straight-laced money bag people who were there were from Chicago and New York. And they said, we want to tell our stories too. So they started coming up from the acting group to tell their stories about UFO encounters. And Linda said, "So you're interested in what we do here?" They said, "That's fantastic. What he did was just amazing. And the way he told that story, I think that we want in." So they contributed money to the charity. And the creative director of the charity came to me and said, "Peter, you know, I don't know how you did that. You told that story in a way which really brought it to life as if you had had a UFO encounter." And I said to her, "Look, I really wanted to hug them, but they wouldn't let me. And so I feel like as if my entire childhood has come forward and it's haunting me about UFO encounters." And she said, "Well, that may or may not be true. You're Irish. I don't know anything about the Irish, for heaven's sake. But I do know something, that we're going to do a new production called The Metaphysical Mechanic. And it's going to be about how metaphysics and metaphysical things can actually influence the mending of vehicles. And you're going to be the source of the metaphysical information. I want you to be the psychic sweet potato plant. And I want you to stand on the stage and grow out of the stage every so often and tell people what the answer to the problem is." And I did it. And it was all because of how well I played the part of the UFO interceptor. Thank you very much.